delighted to be joined by Coach Larry Pendley now. LP, congratulations. Ring of Honor, man. It's got a great ring to it and well-deserved. Congratulations, sir.
I appreciate that, Mick. Thank you very much. I don't know what to think about it, really.
Well, I was going to ask you that because you – first of all, you're my favorite guest ever. You listen to the question, you answer the question, you don't tap around stuff. You got the phone call from the American Golf Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2004, the South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame in 2009, the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame in 2023, and the Clemson Hall of Fame in 2024. They're all special, I'm sure. Are they different? Are they the same? Do you get used to it? Does it get less? Or is there, you get, how does this one maybe differ from those, maybe?
Well, this one is definitely more special to me. Kind of the way it happened, you know, my whole family were at the beach, and I missed a call from Tim Bray. I don't know what I was doing outside, but I did not have my phone with me. So I get back in, I call Tim, and he tells me, but you missed the first phone call that you should have been on. I'm going, man, I am so sorry I missed your call. He said, well, I had Billy D and Woody McCorvey. We had just called Michael Dean and talked to Michael Dean, and they were cutting up, and they wanted to really get on your fanny. I said, well, you know what? I'm kind of glad I missed all that, but I would have loved to have talked to him.
All right, so you get it, and that's nothing you expect. Like, there's a point in time in your career where, you know, I think I might make this Hall of Fame. But Ring of Honor, that I'm not sure anybody really would expect a Ring of Honor. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I don't know how you would expect it. And I don't, you know, I'm still blown away by the thought that I was even considered for it. But, I mean, it's just a special deal. I mean, it's different. It's just totally different.
What happens after that phone call?
Going in with Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, I've been, nothing, I didn't tell anybody. I told Heidi. Tim said they were going to make it public the following Monday, so I didn't, you know, Heidi's wanting to tell the world, and, you know, I said, nope, we're going to do this the right way. Let's just wait. And then it came out yesterday. We're right in the middle of golf camp.
Yeah.
You know, we got 76 youngins out here. We're trying to keep them from killing each other with clubs and balls. And, you know, I'm trying to answer text, and it was a really cool deal. It was a really neat deal. It was a lot of fun. I heard from some former players I hadn't heard from in a while, you know, so that was kind of nice.
One of the things that, I found out last Friday, and when I called you, you're the greatest actor ever. I went, congratulations. You went, for what? So I got to hand it to you. Because I wanted to schedule on the air, and they were told, you know, I was told that to do that. So you are a good actor, and man, you are a man of your word through all of that. Well, one of the things I always give you the most credit for, and I tell people that one of the things that separated you is you always had this relationships with players. You had this idea that there are no former players. They're all, you know, part of the family. What does it mean when you get those texts, those phone calls from those guys with that kind of congratulations? You've done it a few times now, but like yesterday, what did that look like? What did that mean to you?
Well, you know, my response yesterday was thanks.
Yeah.
You know, you're one of the biggest reasons, if not one of the biggest reasons, that I'm being able to receive and accept this honor, and I'm really receiving it on your behalf.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long time since I hit a golf shot for Clemson.
Yeah.
And it was 1981. Man, we had some. I'm driving, so I'm trying not to hit people. It's you know, all these guys in the last 40 years. You know, they're really the reason I'm being able to receive this, and I want them to know that, and hopefully I'll be able to tell them if they we're trying to work out. We got the Tiger Golf Gathering in August, the LSU weekend, so we're trying to figure out if there was any way we could do and get Michael Dean and do the Ring of Honor, I guess, induction during the LSU weekend. And if we could, we'd have a whole lot of former players there, which would be a blast for me. So that's kind of what we're shooting for right now.
What does retirement look like? Obviously, retirement doesn't look like retiring from golf camp because you're out there all day over the couple of weeks of golf camp right now. How's the rest of retirement treating you?
Going on 5 years. July 1 will be five, which is, literally, sometimes it seems like it was yesterday. And sometimes it seems like it was 20 years ago I was coaching. You know, every time I hear the current coaches that are working our camp continuing to talk about portal and continuing to talk about NIL and continuing to talk about the cheating and everything else that goes on behind the scenes, I am so thankful that I am not coaching, because I'm not sure I can handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't. I know I couldn't handle the NIL. You know, Jordan is now spending a whole lot of his time raising money. You know, that's not our job. Our job's to coach golf, you know.
And you miss the guys, I'm sure, through all of that. Let me ask you that this way. What would a conversation have been like had Charles Warren or Lucas Glover or Jonathan Bird come to you and said, "Coach, I need more money, or else I'm going to University of Georgia. I'm going to Tennessee."
Well, I mean, believe it or not, it kind of happened a lot, but it was always with scholarship dollars,
yeah.
You know. And we at that time we had 10 people on our team, and we had 4.5 scholarships. Now a lot of them had a bunch of academic aids. My response to them always was, "Why don't you get you a 3.0 and you'll get that $5,000 life scholarship? That's what I'd rather you do."
Right.
And that'll help you, and that'll help our golf team, because I won't be burning athletic aid, you know. Yeah. And they all bought into that. You know, I think the year we won the national championship in 2003, with the 4.5, we really had about 6.4 scholarships with all the state-funded athletic aid, I mean academic aid. You know, but I don't know how the NIL would have. If I'd had a 17 or 18 year old ask me for money, they probably would not like the response I'm going to give them. I mean, they're just not going to like it, because I don't believe it. You know, so I don't know. That's a real tough call for me.
Larry Penley's our guest. By the way, Larry Penley, in 38 seasons, COVID got one of those years. Of the 37 seasons that he had a chance to go to the NCAA tournament, he did those, and that way it's one ahead of Mike Krzyzewski and a second in ACC history for NCAA tournament appearances. Coach, you were one of the things that you were noted for among your former players, or among your players, I should say it this way, is that about once a year you drop the bomb on them. And about once you dropping on the guy that could handle it. Tell me about the psychology behind that, of knowing when to say sick him, when to say whoa, and when to jump the guy that needed to be jumped, and when to coddle the guy that needed to be coddled. It seemed to me you were as good as anybody at that.
Well, I mean, it whenever that happened, it was kind of an attitude changer, and that's really all it was. It was pretty easy for me to figure out who could take it and who couldn't. Because I could look at their parents, see how their parents either hovered them, coddled them, or kicked their fanny when they need it. And then I'd get the green light. But you know what? Most of the time, the person I'm getting on is my best player.
Yeah.
And usually they can handle it the most. I think they would always know. That's kind of what started with me and Charles. Charles got to where he had to have it once a week. Just to stay motivated. I remember when Charles got on tour and he'd made about 3 or 4 cuts in a row, and then he missed a cut. I looked at his putting stats and they were horrible. And he calls me, "Hey, I need some help with my putting." I said, "Well, how about this, 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 and this?" And I just lit into him, and there was total silence on the other end. And he goes, "Man, thanks, Coach. I really needed that." And he hung the phone up. Next week, you finish 10th. And I'm saying, "Oh, yeah, he's back. He's back." But you'll figure out real easy who can take it and who can't. But it is a very valuable asset to have, especially when you're trying to motivate. You know, you can't climb on the wrong ones, because they'll go into a shell. I could look at Jonathan Bird the wrong way, and tears would swell in his eyes. So he was one I treated him with kid gloves, you know. But then again, I knew he was doing everything under the shining sun he could do to be the best player he could be, you know. So I really never had a complaint with that child. But anyway, they're all different.
Well, it all worked out. Had 25 top 20 seasons, more than any coach in Clemson history. 13 top 10s, 8 teams have finished in the top 5 in the country. And now as a member of the Ring of Honor. So once you're able – now you're a granddad, and your grandkids are up age right now. Have they Do they understand the gravity of that? Like, did you have that conversation with them, or is that just you're just still this granddad?
Oh, they don't have it. I mean, it's papaw, paps, yeah. Whatever they. I mean, they're so fun, and they're so much into their world right now, and we're in there with them. So it's really fun watching them grow up. I one of the bad parts of being a coach, you know, growing up, I wasn't always here. You know, and I missed a lot of stuff. I haven't missed too much with these six youngins that are 10 and under. You know, Heidi and I have done, my wife does an incredible job. I do not know how she does what she does. But I help her with the grandkids. But it's a lot of fun, man. It's really a lot of fun. They're watching them grow up. They change every time we see them. And they're all right here local, so we see them, you know, once a week at least. It's about time to take them fishing after this camp gets over with.
I know they'll miss you during camp, those few days for sure. Hey, I can't wait to see them and your three kids and Heidi on this awesome weekend this fall. Well deserved, my friend. And when I had that news, I knew I had to have you on. I can't thank you enough for coming on with us. I can't congratulate you enough. That's just a well deserved honor. Congratulations, Coach.
Well, I appreciate that, and I miss talking to you.
Well, let's do it more often.
I'm in.
All right,
call
buddy.
Rappy.
All right, I will. Larry Finley. Ring of Honor at Clemson University. Found out yesterday. Great stuff from him. And I got a bunch of texts from his friends and former players, and I'll check it in now, saying the best there ever will be at Larry Finley.